Now a special feature of KRWC Radio News. 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. I'm Tim Matthews. 2023 was an up and down year for agriculture. After a snowy winter in 2022 and early 23, the growing season got off to an optimistic start with ample moisture after a drought year in 2022. Most spring planting was reasonably on time, and some early rains looked promising. As the spring turned to summer, however, drought conditions returned, and with the exception of some spotty showers that helped a few growers, most crops were feeling the stress by the hot weather months. Surprisingly enough, while crops on a portion of the fields in Wright County were lost to the dry conditions, a fair amount of the county's growers reported managing an average yield, and a few had some better-than-expected yields. Longtime Victor Township farmer Mark Deere has told KRWC Radio News that he and some other growers in his area were pleased with the numbers considering the second straight year of drought.
Well, the corn that we just finished came in right at 200 bushel average and was very surprising. About a 30, 40, 50 bushel bump that I hadn't expected with the weather we had, and looking at it, it was a pleasant surprise. The soybeans came in right at 50, and which was probably 10 bushels better than I was thinking during the season and towards fall. And the wheat was a good yield. The straw production was down. The hay production was down. We do a little hay and straw too yet. But that was due more to the drought. But the soybeans and the corn were a very, very nice surprise.
U of M Extension crop specialist Taylor Herbert agreed that many farmers throughout the Wright, Meeker, and McLeod County area saw similar results.
Towards the middle of the season, we were all doom and gloom. And of course, some of that rain didn't come. But from what I've heard, some areas that just got the rain at the exact right time, the yields haven't been as bad as expected, pretty much just average. And so that's been some good news, too. I think guys have been pleasantly surprised by that, too.
In other agriculture topics, the Minnesota FFA continued to see unprecedented growth in the number of schools offering AFNR and FFA programs. Locally, a Buffalo High School student was elected to a state officer position. Mariana Iden was named as the 2023-24 reporter for the Minnesota FFA. In June, dairy producers from Wright County joined the rest of the state to mark June Dairy Month. Buffalo Dairy Producer and Midwest Dairy Producer Board President Charles Krause says the history of June Dairy Month goes back to the earliest days of dairy production.
Farmers used to get their cows out, pastures were growing. That's when we had our big flush, and we still do have a big spring flush where we have more milk produced in this time period than we do any other time of the year. And so they thought that was a great idea to let's promote it and move some of this great product. And so that's the history of it. And you'll hear it all through the month of June, all around the state, not just in Wright County. There's farmers doing breakfast on the farm and promotions at parades and grocery stores and schools and the like. And so we just want to get out and tell our story.
Two Wright County Dairy Princesses were finalists for the 2023 Princess Kay of the Milky Way crown. Jalissa Beaudry of Otsego and Catherine Hills of Monticello were selected earlier in the year to be the 70th Princess Kay. Both had their likenesses carved in butter at the state fair in late summer and were on hand when 19-year-old Emma Kubal of Waterville, Minnesota, was crowned as the new Princess Kay. In early November, President Joe Biden visited a farm in Northfield, Minnesota. It was a part of a tour of rural America. All politics aside, Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing of Waverly says the president's visit did shed important light on agribusiness.
Glad to have him on a farm. I mean, irregardless of party, having a sitting president on a farm in Minnesota is something that we're excited about.
Glessing said while lawmakers may differ on how to go about achieving a better livelihood for farmers and rural areas in general, some of the goals and areas of concern expressed by both major parties are similar.
The influx of dollars into the rural communities, which is something that the Farm Bureau has always been on top of and promoting, whether it's biofuels, conservation, infrastructure for rural towns as well. So those are some exciting things that need some help and assistance to keep rural America going, because if you look at rural areas all across this country, that's where a lot of economic activity occurs and really is the backbone of America.
Lessing was among a contingent of Minnesota Farm Bureau representatives at the president's visit at the Dutch Creek Farms near Northfield in rural Dakota County. One thing that remained unresolved in 2023 was a decision on a new U.S. farm bill, with Congress wrestling with an agreement to keep the government funded. The current farm bill was extended, giving lawmakers time to try to come up with a new farm bill formula next year. The year in agriculture, among the top local news topics of 2023. Stay tuned to KRWC Radio News throughout New Year's Day for more segments of 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. And you can find all the segments in the podcast section at KRWC1360.com. I'm Tim Matthews, KRWC Radio News.